At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, the actor Cara Delevingne got a tattoo done a while back that, it was quickly pointed out, contained a misspelling. She's had it fixed since. But how common is that? Rob Connolly is the owner of the Ink Factory Studios in Dublin and New York. Good afternoon, Rob.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So how common is it?
Yeah, fortunately, Sean, I suppose wherever there's human error present, it can happen, unfortunately, in the industry.
Yeah. In case the Cara Delevingne one was kind of, you could see how the mistake could be made because she had walking rather than waking. But you've come across kind of absolute straight out spelling mistakes where it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, we actually offer a laser facility for removal, Sean, in our studios as well. So we do see people quite often come in with absolute howlers. And it's usually done when guys are abroad, maybe on a stag, Turkey, Spain, stuff like that. And they come in with obvious spelling mistakes that they're obviously very embarrassed about. So it does happen.
Yeah. And some examples of that?
I've seen no regrets instead of no regrets.
Yeah.
Over the rainbow instead of over the rainbow. And I saw a very large one across the chest that was supposed to spell believe in yourself, and it was believe in yourself. So an assortment of errors.
Yeah. And didn't you know somebody who had, they thought they had the word beginning on their head?
I don't want to name check him, but it's a very good friend of mine, Sean, and he was actually getting a tattoo on his head in a convention abroad, and he ended up with a very large misspelling of the word beginning on his forehead, which was rather unfortunate.
Oh, very dear. And to get that fixed, if somebody, you know, has love and hat tattooed on their knuckles, are there options for fixing it? Or, you know, ways?
Absolutely. I mean, it, I suppose it's artist dependent, Sean. If you go into somebody who knows their craft and knows their art and is obviously creative, there's ways to fix these things rather easily. And then, you know, there's also the option, like I said, of a little bit of lasering, maybe an interjection of ink here or a design over. But people tend, when they do make mistakes, especially when it comes to spelling errors, that would be laser down to cover it up with something else. But that's usually what happens.
Right. Okay. But I assume there must be instances where you just have to get rid of that and start again, kind of thing.
Yeah. Which again, people come in from time to time with, like I said, absolute howlers, and you look and you go, you know, the best thing to do here is to actually just try to remove this from your body first and foremost, and then we'll look at putting something that's, you know, more tasteful over it. So that's what can happen.
Yeah. And I suppose that some people might listen and say, well, you know, the person doing the tattoo must know how to spell the word regrets, but not necessarily.
It's a funny one, Sean. It's like, I suppose when people get on a plane, they assume that the pilot is in charge and knows what he's doing. So when people come in with script, sometimes they're asked themselves to check it, but they're on autopilot themselves. They assume this is all going to go grand and nobody checks it accurately, and they're left with a spelling error. That's what can happen. So people just go on autopilot.
And also, if you're getting it done in a foreign country,
you're asking for trouble. Also, Sean, if you come into a studio and ask a 27-year-old Irish tattoo artist from Iggy Core for the perfect translation of Sanskrit, you're asking for trouble as well.
Yeah.
So that can happen, you know.
Is it, because given that you've a place here and you have a place in New York, is it worse here than in New York or the other way around?
I think not so much in New York. I think what we do see here, Sean, is we deal with a lot of people coming from America, and obviously they're looking for the Cuba photo. And we usually consult a native Irish speaker just to double, triple check that it's okay, you know?
Yeah.
That's the safest option, I think, for people. So we usually do that.
Yeah.
It can go bad, Sean. It can go bad.
It can go, yes. Be very, very careful. Rob, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Rob Connolly there, owner of the Ink Factory Studios there in Dublin and New York. John says, in my 40s, I decided to get my first tattoo after a few pints. How many stories have started that way? While on a weekend away in Galway, I picked a dragon from the catalogue, which the tattooist crafted onto my shoulder. A few days later, when I could see it properly, I guess the tattooist must have also had a few pints. My dragon looks like a lucky cat, the type you see in Chinese restaurants.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.